Neil, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And we're going to be talking this afternoon about what's going on over in Israel, what you're not hearing here about the terrible water shortage. The Sea of Galilee is drying up. The Dead Sea is drying up. But it's not simply Israel, it's that whole region of the world. Is this an act of God or is this an act of government? Well, we don't know. We do know that Zygmunt Brzezinski, writing back in 1970 in the book Between Two Ages, and at the bottom of the pages, somewhere between 55 and 65, pages 55 and 65, in a footnote, he talked about how this gentleman, who had said that by the year 2018, would be able to create storms and droughts. Now, that was written, what, almost 40 years ago, and now we see these droughts. Are these accidental? Well, we just can't say anything. All we can say is it's an interesting study in thought control to try to get a copy of Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, today. It's a very revealing book. It tells about how, of course, America, our sovereignty was going to be destroyed, how wonderful Marxism was. This is the man who created the Trilateral Commission, who was the chief policy, foreign policy advisor to Jimmy Carter and to Barack Obama. And then working behind the scenes, Zygmunt Brzezinski, a member of the Trilateral Commission, is largely directing American foreign policy today. While, of course, Hillary Clinton, who, of course, is the wife of Bill Clinton, who is also a member of the Trilateral Commission. Hillary is simply a figurehead for the people who run the State Department, who all come from Zygmunt Brzezinski's Trilateral Commission. But let's talk about what's going on over in Israel, over in the Near East today, because without water, of course, you cannot survive as a nation. Barry Shamish, thanks very much for being with us. Tell us what's going on in Israel and how the water shortage is going to impact on the conflicts we see there between Israel and our neighbors.
Well, that was some intro. I don't know if I want to go quite as deep as you on controlling the weather, but let's look at the actual facts. Maybe you're right. You know, don't get me wrong about this, but I have no proof it's weather control that's making Syria dry up.
No, nor do I. I'm just saying that we know that they said they would have the ability to control the weather. But whether this is an act of God or an act of government, I'm not putting that forward. I'm just making the suggestion. But I want you to tell us what's really going on over there, and maybe it's just an act of God.
Either one. The fact is that Syria is drying up. The Euphrates River is almost dried up. It's a teeny little stream that used to be a river. And the results have been quite astounding to a little country where 250,000, well, they used to be farmers and fishermen on the Euphrates River, but now they've got no water, so they can't irrigate, and they've got no water, so they can't fish. They've moved into Damascus. Most are Kurds. We don't have to go into what a social uprising looks like, but nonetheless, Syria is drying up. Now, again, I know this is not the topic on most people's minds, that Syria's got a drought and the Euphrates River's almost dry. Nonetheless, this is a reality that for some reason it's not talked about. And it's very, very significant. But we'll try and sort it out in my, well, conspiratorial. I'm just looking at the news accurately. You can call it conspiratorial if you want. Turkey is blocking the Euphrates River. Now, remember, the Euphrates starts in the mountains of Turkey, and it goes through Syria, and it ends up through Iraq. Turkey is blocking the water. Now, Turkey wants Israel and Syria to have peace. And Turkey is acting as the middleman between Syria and Israel on the Golan Heights. The real problem is Turkey wants Syria on the Sea of Galilee. If Syria starts pumping out the Sea of Galilee water, well, Turkey has a little less pressure on it for blocking, well, I don't know if it's Syrian water, but they block the Euphrates River that passes through Syria and has forced 250,000 people to move to Damascus where they're, well, near, right now they're not near an uprising, but it's certainly got all the, well, it's got all the formula, the standard formula for social uprising when people cannot do what they were meant to do, which was farm the land and fish the waters.
Well, no, Barry, what is Turkey doing with the water? Are they building dams? Are they using it for irrigation in Turkey? What are they doing with all that water?
Same thing we do with water. And by the way, it's what you just said. They're irrigating their lands and they're damming the river. You got it right. But they're not letting the water flow through Syria. And that's the issue right now. Syria is literally drying up. Now, don't get me wrong. Israel has a terrible water problem as well. Nonetheless, Israel's water problem is because a second nation blocked off the water to the country. Syria is largely, it's in two parts. Part one is the climate has changed. The rain isn't falling. But part two is the dams are going up in Syria and stopping the Euphrates from flowing the way it's supposed to flow. In short, Turkey supposedly is a peacemaker, and they want Israel and Syria to make peace. They want the Syrians to get another source of water because they're blocking the water to Syria. That's the issue. That's the reason Turkey is the middleman. But it gets deeper. Are we ready for deeper?
We are ready for deeper. Go ahead.
Now, it's a complicated story, but again, I'll keep it down to earth. You have to look at what's going on with the United States and Syria and Israel and Syria. First of all, Israel, the poor Sea of Galilee, it's just, well, it's stripped to its last drops of water right down summer. Israel has tremendous, it's drought precautions. You pay a fortune if you go over your allotted amount of water in Israel. You may as well just be buying petroleum, liquid gold, whatever. It's very, very expensive to buy water above and beyond what you're allotted. If Syria actually started pumping out of the Kinneret would, well, be long gone. Right now, this year, Israel is giving the Palestinian Authority 52 million cubic square meters of water from Israel, and it's giving Jordan, officially, it's a lot higher than this, but officially 55 million cubic meters of water. Israel is giving away almost 120 million cubic meters of water for peace. These are the peace deals that Israel signed, and it's draining the Kinneret. Forget Syria. Syria can't start pumping from the Kinneret. It's just physically impossible. But that's what the Syrians want. And their peace deal has nothing to do with peace, but it has a lot to do with Syria getting another source of water.
All right, fine. Well, I guess this is very Shamish. And, of course, there's tremendous instability over there. And if they get hotter and drier, and we just don't know how long it's going to go on. But well, we're seeing even some droughts here in America. Certainly a major drought in Texas. You're not hearing about it. But tremendous problems in certain parts of our own country, almost reminiscent of what it was back in the 30s when they used to talk about the Dust Bowl. We'll be right back. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon, is going into the background. Barry Sam is going into the background of what's going on over there in Israel, and you pick up the story there, Barry.
Again, we'll go a little deeper right now with Syria. Did you know that the United States is about to appoint an ambassador to Syria? Seriously, did you know this?
No, but we're always appointing ambassadors to someplace.
Not Syria. Syria's been awful. Well, Syria is a terrorist state, according to the U.S. government right now, there is no ambassador to Syria.
Right,
this is a major, major change.
All right. Who is going to be the ambassador? Why is our policy changing? And what's the significance of what's happening?
Now, watch this carefully. Daniel Kurtzer he's at the top of the list for Obama's ambassador to Syria is Daniel Kurtzer of, I'm going to do it anyways, the Council on Foreign Relations. Kurtzer was the ambassador to Israel, and he was a disaster. The Israelis hated his guts. He was the one that shoved the Oslo peace process down Israel's throat. Kurtzer pretends he's an Orthodox Jew. He wears the kippah on his head, and he pretends that he is a member of the Orthodox community. It's a fraud. It's a facade. It's a mask. Nonetheless, he was a terrible ambassador to Tel Aviv. It's actually Jerusalem, but the American embassy is in Tel Aviv, and Jerusalem capital is in Jerusalem. Neither here nor there. Daniel Kurtzer is Obama's first choice to be the upcoming ambassador to Syria.
Why would they want to send a Jewish Orthodox Jew, America send an Orthodox Jew as an ambassador to Syria? I would think that would be an affront to Syria right at the get-go.
The Arabs love him. Again, I'm not going to go into the whole lecture on Sabbatean Jews and how they're not Jews and how they're representing something very different than Judaism. That's a different time and a different place for us. But Daniel Kurtzer is number one to be the ambassador to Syria, and he just has been a disaster for Israel.
Well, I think any of our listeners who want to know about the Sabbatean Jews need to read Barry's book about the labor Zionism, which you can get from lulu.com, and Barry will tell you all about that later, but go right ahead.
You're absolutely right, and I will hold off plugging myself right now. Let's look at what's next. The American ambassador is going to be from the CFR, as is Syria's ambassador to Syria. Benjamin Netanyahu's chief Syrian advisor, and more than that, look, everyone calls him the strong arm of the Netanyahu government. His name is Uzi Arad. He is the Syrian expert. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I'm going to tell you how I know that straight from Uzi Arad's bio. A very nice lady. She's from Australia. Her name is Ilana Levy. She sponsored my trip to Australia a number of years ago. She was in the audience of an Uzi Arad speech, and she read his bio. And proudly, he announced to the audience that he was previously a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So I went looking, and I found out he was in America. He graduated from Princeton University. He has American citizenship. And lo and behold, he is supposedly Netanyahu's chief diplomatic advisor on Syria. Not to mention on the whole government, but we don't have to dive into the horrible depth of the CFR influence on the Israeli government. It is really, really profound and awful. But in short, there's going to be some sort of negotiation with Syria. And if Obama gets his way, and by the way, the American government is still not taking Syria off its list of terrorist states. It's not an automatic assumption that Obama, well, actually it is. It actually is automatic. Obama will, as the facade of the CFR, he will announce his ambassador to Syria, Daniel Kurtzer. Netanyahu will announce that Uzi Arad is the chief negotiator with peace for Syria. The whole thing is going to be a CFR negotiation. And what's very, very worrisome is if Syria actually wins the negotiation, Israel will give it waterfront on the Sea of Galilee. And if that poor little body of water hasn't got enough pressure on it, Syria, which is drying up, whose cities are being infiltrated by hundreds of thousands of farmers and fishermen who can no longer use the Euphrates to earn their living, are going to force Israel to further dry up the Galilee. And peace will be based certainly not on the future of Israel, but it will be based on Syria taking more water from the Canary, Turkey blocking the water of the Euphrates, and in short, the whole region just being set up to be thirsted into war.
All right. It's a very, very interesting thing to contemplate, and certainly this is a very, very troubled region, but certainly people have to have water to live, and certainly Syria, I would think, might very well attack Israel for simply water. And Israel might attack Syria just to preserve what water they have. What about Jordan? Certainly Jordan is getting an awful lot of water. Are they having problems as well? Are they?
No problem. Israel's giving them, according to the Jordan-Israel Water Treaty of 1994, Jordan gets 55 million cubic meters of water. And no matter what the situation in the Canary, Israel will supply that water. Jordan is fine. The real issue, well, it's the Golan Heights and the Israeli water and the water flowing into the Canary and Turkey not supplying Syria with the water for the Euphrates River. All in all, there is a tremendous shortage of water in the Middle East. I hear music.
And I understand that the Dead Sea is getting deader. The Dead Sea is drying up, and that's going to be another real problem. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Samage right here at Genesis.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish. And before we go on, I want Barry to tell our listeners how they can get his books, how they can get his DVDs, how they can get to his website and see his articles, and, of course, how they can invite him to come to their region to give a talk. Now, certainly, there are a lot of really misconceptions about the part that the Jewish people are playing in what's going on today. And people say, look, we got all these problems, and look at all those Jews in key positions. Obviously, they're the ones who are responsible for what's going on. And unless you understand the Sabbatean movement, you really can't understand what is really going on today. And Larry has written a book that goes into the labor Zionists and goes into the Sabbatean movement. And you really need to get that book, and you need to read it, and you need to get it to others, because, of course, this is a separate movement, has nothing to do with Judaism. In fact, it involves an intense hatred of Orthodox Judaism and really the whole Jewish movement and really of Israel itself. But this is an important book. We recommend it to you. But Barry, tell people how they can get it and put a plug in for the book.
Well, the book is called Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. It is available at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You'll see a little search box. Double click books and spell my name. Shamish. That's Shamish. And you'll see my books. My website is BarryShamish.com. And if you want to invite me to talk or to get my DVDs, my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And let's go back to Israel. Now, I understand, by the way, that there's, well, this is just not information you're getting, and it's a little confusing, but I'm going to go on anyways, and if you want to sort it out, you actually do have to get the books. Now, on August 3rd, just 2 weeks ago, Netanyahu's government did something very controversial that truly you have never heard about, but in Israel, it was front page news. they put public lands up for sale. Now, up till then, Israel had protected its lands. They didn't allow outsiders to buy up the country. 93% of the land is public, including all the land owned by the kibbutzim, Rosh Aviv, and so forth. Netanyahu allowed it all to be put up for sale. The kibbutzim and Rosh Aviv, anyone who owned land in Israel suddenly could sell it to outsiders. A very, very big change of policy in Israel. And lo and behold, within a week, hundreds of acres of the finest land in the Galilee were sold to an unknown tycoon from the Persian Gulf. Look, the local residents tried in vain to stop this sale, and they couldn't match whatever they offered. The tycoon offered more, and they sold. You know, Israel's not a big country. Hundreds of acres in the Galilee is extremely significant. Now, I figured out who the tycoon was from the Persian Gulf. Well, simply by, you know, just following the news. That's all it takes. You just have to follow it with a different point of view. The tycoon from the Persian Gulf was an Egyptian living in Qatar by the name of Sheikh Yusuf Al-Karadwi. That's his name. And how did we know it was him? Or likely it was him, okay, likely, because lo and behold, he bought $21 million of buildings in East Jerusalem for the Hamas. This all happened in the last 2 weeks, that Israel is selling its land to the most radical anti-Israeli Arabs you could imagine, because Netanyahu put public lands up for sale to foreigners. Now, look, I can't stress how significant a change this was. Israel never allowed such a thing. In all its history, it protected its land. As soon as this ban was lifted, one sheikh that we know about bought hundreds of acres in the Galilee. And by the way, hundreds of acres, the Galilee is as big as one large Texas ranch. We're not talking, how do we describe how small the Galilee is? Hundreds of acres is 2%, 3% of the entire arable land of the Galilee was bought by a Gulf sheikh who bought it for Arabs. Someone from the Persian Gulf. And I figured out that it was Egyptian Sheikh Yusuf Al-Karadwi who bought the land in the Galilee and who bought the buildings in Jerusalem, needless to say, for Arabs.
Now, why would he be doing that? What is his motive?
Yep. To get the land in the hands of Arabs.
All right,
it's a real easy one. That's not even a hard one.
But basically, are these going to be Israeli Arabs who are going to move there?
It doesn't matter. It does not make a difference.
Well, of course, the thing is that the last thing they would want would be more Arabs coming into Israel, because with a democratic process, very soon the Arabs would be able to take over the government, just exactly as is happening in Europe, where the Muslims are taking over the government. The Europeans are not reproducing, they're not having children. In 50 years, why, Europe will be a Muslim nation. Of course, the same thing would happen in Israel if they were bringing in foreign Arabs or other Arabs from other countries. I would not imagine that Israel would even consider that.
Consider it. They pass it legally. Look, that's probably a good parallel with what you said, but the people who are going to work the land in the Galilee and buy the buildings in Jerusalem are Hamas. They don't have to bring in Arabs. the Arabs already there will inherit the buildings in Jerusalem and the land in the Galilee. It's now been transferred, legally transferred, again to this Egyptian sheikh. He bought, as soon as the Israeli government lifted the ban, he bought the land. And the Israelis in the Galilee could not stop it. They couldn't match his offer. He bought the land. Are we there?
Basically, where does he get his money? Does he get his... certainly, he's not a Persian, not from the Gulf. He's an Egyptian. So where does he make his money? Is he inherited?
It doesn't matter. He's probably got partners. He's probably got all kinds of people chunking in a bit. The fact of the matter is the land is no longer in Jewish hands. It's now in Arab hands. Look, this is extremely, extremely serious. If you understand how scary Israel is. All right. Now, just to let you know a little something that happened in Israel 3 days ago. There was a lynching. They call it a lynching in Tel Aviv. The victim was a father. His name was Leonard Karp. He was sitting on a park bench with his wife and 24-year-old daughter. A group of 8 Arabs and 2, it turns out, Jewish girls, I'll say Russian Jewish girls. One of them reported this to police. They passed by Karp and his daughter. They made nasty comments about his daughter. Karp told them to shut up, and they beat him to death within 5 minutes right in downtown Tel Aviv. One of the Jewish girls phoned the police, and they arrested the Arabs in downtown Tel Aviv. A Jew was lynched.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shammet.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish. We're talking about what's going on in Israel. But we have Scott calling from Wisconsin. Scott, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine, Scott.
I was listening to you, and I listened to Dr. Bill, and I just love to hear the GCN because I'm in the King James Old Bible. I'm a soldier for the Lord Jesus. I just wanted to ask him to deal with what he's talking about with is in Ezekiel of the Bible, and it has to do with Magog and Gog. I know there's some guys that believe that that happened in the years past, but I believe myself that we're on the doorstep of it with Russia, bringing a lot of their equipment into Iran. Now I heard the other day that, like you're saying, okay, they're building up their troops in Syria with the effect of that war of Turkey and Germany, and I'm sad to say Australia is involved with trying to attack Israel and destroy it in the Battle of Gog and Magog.
Well, I think that many, many people believe that way. I believe that we are heading into another war, and may very well be the war described in Ezekiel. But I don't want to get off on that subject because Barry's not an expert on that.
He's
coming from
sure.
a Jewish point of view, not from Israeli point. He's coming from a Jewish point of view, not a Christian point of view. Although I think he is very concerned about the very real possibility of another war in the not too distant future. Would you agree with that, Barry?
Sure. But again, I can't comment on that. I'm not a theologian.
No, of course. But anyway, I preach so much you're calling, Scott, but I think we should be watching very, very carefully because I believe, of course, we're seeing the fulfillment of ancient prophecies. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Stan, and I'll continue to listen to you. But like I said, we are definitely, that whole area over there is a powder keg that is, not, the fuse has just got to get lit, and I think it's another part in Ezekiel where it says the 7 months to bury the soldiers, and also 7 years they will live off the burning machinery from it. So
thanks,
take care,
much.
And you have a good night, and keep preaching the truth of the word of Jesus.
God bless. Thanks very much. Well, go right ahead, Barry. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes to wrap up.
I appreciate his energy, but my goodness, I couldn't begin to answer that question. But what I can talk about is the news, and that's what I follow. Now, we talked about lynching in Tel Aviv. A 54-year-old man, Leonard Karp, is beaten to death by five Arabs in Tel Aviv, and the Netanyahu government condemns it. Well, the Netanyahu government allowed a conference, a Fatah conference in Bethlehem last week. And the really disturbing issue is that the Israeli government allowed a really vicious terrorist to enter Judea to go to the Bethlehem conference. His name was Khalid Abu Isba. Now, he was one of the mass murderers in 1978 on the Coastal Road. 38 Jews were murdered. Now, I know this because I was on a fishing trip with my girlfriend back then in 1978, and we were driving down the Coastal Road. We were stopped. We were literally the second, third car stopped, to capture the terrorists who eventually blew up a bus and whatever. I was 5 minutes away from being in the line of fire, so I know all about the Coastal Road massacre. Literally, if we had left our camping spot 5 minutes earlier, we would have been shot up. And Israel allowed him back. And, well, Abu Ismail announced that once he was in Bethlehem, he would not leave anymore. He was delighted that he was allowed in. If we're allowing mass murderers into our territory, why do we care if one of them killed a Jew in Tel Aviv? The moral compass is gone. We're not protecting our citizens. Now, look, the issue of close calls with me is ridiculous. With the Coastal Road massacre, literally 5 minutes, I would have been in the terrorist line of fire. I once ate at a restaurant in Jerusalem called the Dolphin with my cousin from New York. We left the restaurant. 15 minutes later, it exploded, killing the diners at the Dolphin restaurant. I miss getting killed there by 15 minutes. And Israel is just inviting the people that literally, personally could have killed me. We're talking about minutes here. What do they care if someone was murdered in a lynch in Tel Aviv when they're inviting the murderers back to Israel? There is no longer that barrier between us and the killers. They let the killers back in. They let them stay. There's nothing stopping us from turning the other side, which is Judea and Samaria, into an utter terrorist state. All of that has gone.
Well, I think, Barry, what you have to do is you look at it logically. It doesn't make sense any more than the fact that time and again you've almost died. I mean, you were in the military, certainly. You were very unpopular over there. You had to come to America because your life was in danger. Do you ever stop to think maybe God's keeping you around for a specific purpose?
A lot of people have told me that.
Well, I believe it to be the case. Anyway, God bless you. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow evening. Thanks
Fantastic.
Very much for being
I'll speak to you then.
Right. Bye-bye. And I hope you enjoy our programs with Barry Shamish. I always do. And he's a very, very special individual, a tremendous love of his country, which is Israel. I mean, he is certainly Jewish. He's looking at things from a Jewish point of view. And I think we will all learn a great deal from listening to Barry, because I think he's honest. He is very, very critical of the leaders of Israel, very critical of the Jews who were involved in helping the Holocaust. You probably never heard that story. That's why you need to read his book about Savitsky and the labor Zionists, Savitsky. And you can get that at lulu.com. But I hope you enjoy our programs. I always do. And I will learn a great deal from Barry, and I think that you will as well. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon you. If you want to keep us coming in on our shortwave programs and our satellite programs and our radio programs, and certainly you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, that's how we are able to pay the tremendous amounts of money we have to put out every month for our shortwave. We're on shortwave 3 hours a day, but it's an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to, of course, to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you have something you'd like to advertise on our programs, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, if you'd like, of course, to just subscribe to our newsletter, We'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to grasp the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus. You need to hear my talk on the Financial Armageddon and get the syllabus that goes with that. You need the three-set DVD series, the Secret Mystery Set. They're very professionally done DVDs. There are three of them. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and The Eye of the Phoenix. That's Riddles in Stone, the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and Eye of the Phoenix. You can get them at a reduced price or get them all together. And then, of course, if you want to, of course, if you get them all together, you get it at a reduced price. But certainly, we hope that you'll want to get Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs on the Final Countdown. If you're coming to looking at what's going on from a prophetic point of view, why, he does a magnificent job. And you can get his five DVD sets, part one, part two, of the 10 DVD series, the Final Countdown. You can get his 10 DVDs on creation. That's part one, part two. We carry his testimony. It's called Get a Life. It's only one DVD, but a fascinating testimony of how Pastor Billy came to know the Lord. And we carry some of his other DVD sets, and we hope you'll want to get them and show them to others who really can't quite put things together here. If you want to understand who's running our country, we have the DVD, the Trilateral Commission, a talk given by a good friend, Patrick Wood. And we actually spent the weekend last week with Patrick and his wife, Charmaine. Had a wonderful time with them. Why, let me suggest our other DVDs that are available through Radio Liberty. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. But pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call.